give us a sample of what it's been like the last couple of days on your station in terms of the excitement from Dodger fandom.
It's gone from excitement and craziness to a lot of reflection for Dodger fans in the last 48 hours. Really, last night on Dodger Talk, I took a lot of calls for a few hours on our station, and I simply said, what does this World Series mean to you, Dodger fans? What does it mean to you as a fan? And I had a lot of people on the air getting very emotional about it, crying on the air, and for this reason. They haven't won in 32 years, and during that stretch, they've come so close. And, you know, guys and gals have grown up Dodger fans, have loved ones pass on, and they're not here to celebrate with them for that first title in 32 years. Or a guy or girl who's grown up, you know, in the last 30 years, they now have their own kids, and they've gone to Dodger games, and they've talked about baseball and gone out to Dodger Stadium and enjoyed a game out there, and now they get to enjoy and celebrate with their younger kids. It's just a chance to kind of reflect and say, oh, wow, this is my time, and I don't have to go on YouTube if I'm a younger fan who wasn't even alive in 1988, was born in the 90s or born in the 2000s. You don't have to go on YouTube anymore and watch the home run from Kirk Gibson. You don't have to go on YouTube and watch Rick Dempsey run out to Oral Hershiser at the mound at the Coliseum in Oakland in Game 5 and celebrating the last time they won a World Series. Now you've got your moment. You've got that Julio Urías strikeout in the ninth inning. You've got the coming back from 3-1 against the Atlanta Braves. It just means so much to Dodger fans that they've gone from excitement and kind of just celebration to now reflection. For a lot of people, it's very emotional.
What would you say to, say, smug Midwesterners or even more smug Northeast folks, you know, New York, Philly, and Boston, who are like, L.A. doesn't really have good sports fans. They don't care.
I would disagree. I mean, you can make fun of the football teams who left and come back, and we've inherited the Chargers for some reason here in L.A. You can say make fun of football fans, but there's one thing you can't make fun of in L.A., and that's Dodgers fan, because they've been here for so long now, and they've been embedded in this community for so long, and generations. And it goes across barriers of counties. It goes across racial lines. The Hispanic community here in Southern California, since 81 in Fernando, have really wrapped their arms around the Dodgers in a huge way. And now that they finally won a championship, a lot of people get to celebrate for the first time again. A lot of people get to celebrate for the second time since 88, and they were so young and they don't remember it. But again, these fans are real fans. Dodger fans are passionate. They get it. They're there and want Dave Roberts fired after he made a decision to go to the bullpen, and it backfired on him with Kenley Jansen early in the World Series. They're the same people who call the next day and want him, you know, give an extension because he pushed all the right buttons. I mean, those are the fans that are just so passionate about Dodgers baseball. It's like any other team in town, even the Lakers. You know, the Laker fans, they love them because they're winners, and they've got 17 rings, and they've won every decade the past three decades. The Dodgers, you know, they've 32 years didn't win, and so you have to accept that if you're a Dodger fan, that a lot of losing seasons, not winning the division, then winning eight straight divisions and falling short in the World Series. You've had your ups and downs, and I'm telling you, Dodger fans are different in this town. They're passionate.
I get accused of being negative a lot, and as I start to ask this question, I realize, like, that's probably fair. if they don't win another one, say, in the next 5 years, like, is that a disappointment?
I would say so, because you've invested a lot in this team and their future of this team by not trading away a Cody Bellinger, not trading away a Corey Seager, not trading away a Walker Buehler, a Jock Peterson, who probably won't be back because he's a free agent. But those are some names who, over the last 5 years, we've come to know as Dodger fans and the Dodger Nation out here in Los Angeles, and now everybody knows who they are because of what they've done in the postseason. But those were guys who, when they were just on the fringe or just bursting through into the major leagues, Dodger fans were like, hey, let's trade. We want Cole Hamill. Let's go out and get Hamill. Let's get rid of this, what's his name, Cody Bellinger. He won't be here for another year. And lo and behold, Cody Bellinger is an MVP and in the heart and soul of this Dodgers offense right now. So the decisions they made not to trade the young guys were smart. They're coming into the prime. You add in a Mookie Betts here who's going to be here for the three more election cycles. And you add in guys like a Walker Buehler, and you're going to get younger arms that are coming through. And you've got guys like Edwin Rios who's got a little bit of taste, and he's going to be coming through maybe as the next third baseman for this Dodgers team. To them, to not win another World Series in the next 5 years would be a huge disappointment. Now, that being said, they've got to keep this core together, and they're going to have to pay a Corey Seager in 2 years when he's a free agent, in 2021. So they're going to have to make the right moves and keep some of these guys in place. If they do, they'll be good.